Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WYPR. If you're downtown and heading up Charles Street, at Redwood, you'll come across a distinctive and very German-looking FedEx office that you've probably noticed before and maybe even used to ship packages. That's all fine, but if you do your shipping there, just make sure that you're not corresponding with foreign governments and planning acts of arson, because that idea wouldn't be the first inside the building known as Hansa House. Built in 1911, Hansa House is considered the only early Germanic-style building in Baltimore. It was made for Albert Schumacher & Company, agents to the North German Lloyd and Hamburg American steamship lines, and they had a very particular building they wanted to build. Their lead agent, a man named Paul Hilken, directed the architects to build a timber frame and stucco building modeled after a 17th century courthouse in Halberstadt. He wanted everybody to think Germany when they walked past it. And in fact, the building was advertised at the time by the North German Lloyd Company as, quote, the newest, oldest, most unique building in Baltimore, in fact, the only building of its kind in America, exclamation point. What was this North German Lloyd Steamship Company? Well, it was the first steamship line to provide regular service between Baltimore and Europe. They even offered a bit of a travel package. Included with your steamship passage was a ticket on the B&O Railroad. So if you were coming to America and made it through customs and immigration here at Locust Point in Baltimore, you could hop on a train and take it anywhere the B&O went. This helped spread German immigrants to cities and towns across the country. And luckily for us, also here in Baltimore, many new arrivals never got on a B&O train. They stayed here, bringing their food and culture to Baltimore and giving us the fourth highest population of German immigrants leading up to World War I. But not all was above board at Hansa House. Remember Paul Hilken, the lead agent for the North German Lloyd Line? According to Baltimore Sun columnist Jules Witkover, he had been poached to become a German spy. Hilken was chosen for undercover work as the paymaster for a sabotage ring because as the general agent of a major steamship company, he wouldn't be flagged as suspicious for dealing with large sums of money. And so, as countries across the globe began to enter World War I, the third floor of Hansa House became the setting for planning one of the first foreign attacks on U.S. soil. In 1916, the U.S. had not officially entered World War I, but we were supplying arms and explosives to Allied countries. Large amounts of ammunition were kept at a place called Black Tom on New York's harbor. German operatives, colleagues of Hilken who met at Hansa House, started fires in the freight cars where 2 million pounds of ammunition were stored. The result was one of the largest artificial non-nuclear explosions in history. The windows in Times Square were shattered, the Statue of Liberty was damaged, and the blast was felt 90 miles away in Philadelphia. 3 people were killed. The Black Tom explosion wasn't the only thing presumably planned inside Hansa House. Other colleagues of Hilken, who also met here, worked to plant cigar bombs inside warehouses and ships, encourage dock workers to organize and strike, and inoculate horses that were being sent to Allied countries with anthrax. During the war, the North German Lloyd Line left Hansa House, and Hilken left Baltimore and became a paint salesman in New York. He was never charged with any crime, and in line with his opportunistic personality, used his old records at the steamship company to help the U.S. successfully sue Germany for $50 million in damages from the Black Tom explosion. So the next time you're going past Charles and Redwood Streets, take a minute to look at and think about Hansa House, a building with wonderful architecture and one holding a most interesting secret. For more information on Hansa House and to see the creator of this story, Sophie Bauman, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-Minute Histories videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.